Today is Friday, the 21st of March, in the second week of Lent. The monks of Glenstall Abbey sing Attende Domine. Hear us, O Lord, and have mercy, because we have sinned against you. As you sit here and listen to this ancient chant, which has been sung for generations, pause to remind yourself that God is present here, a God of forgiveness, gracious and loving, slow to anger, abounding in goodness. Take this moment to recognize God's presence here, and to place yourself and all your cares in God's loving hands. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus said, "Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death, and lease the vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes.' Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds, because they regarded him as a prophet.
another famous story told by Jesus. Once again, it might well be that this was a true story, based on something that actually had happened. Very possibly, everyone listening to him already knew of a landowner who had planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, and then a watchtower. But then it went all wrong, as the tenants didn't play their part and ruined all his plans. It was a pretty arresting story, shocking even. It certainly would have grabbed their attention. Think of yourself listening to the story as he would have told it, and draw your own attention to what it evokes in you. What are the words you might use to describe your reaction? When he had finished the story, Jesus had a bit more to say. And that might be, for some, rather unsettling, as he quotes the ancient scriptures and draws a powerful connection. What are your reactions? As you listen again, pay particularly close attention to how the authorities react to Jesus and his teaching.
Jesus said, "Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death, and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes.' Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds, because they regarded him as a prophet.
When you heard the reaction of the authorities, how did that make you feel towards Jesus? Can you form an impression of how he felt about that? Can you speak to him about that? Their reaction, his reaction to them. your reaction to what you've just seen and heard. Speak to him, quietly in your own heart, in whatever words seem good to you at this time. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.